This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
You guys got to get engaged. You got to get involved. You're going to want to talk. You're going to want to speak. We have a live chat room going on the website, realside.com. Or you can get involved if you want to on that Facebook thing. Facebook feed. When it's working or not working or whatever. But I really do appreciate the time you guys spend with us. I do appreciate the time you guys, you know, making the show what it is. Seriously. You know, you send me stories, you send me all kinds of information. People that you want on the show, people you want to hear. It's good. You know, we've got some good guests coming up. Not that we don't have good guests most of the time, but we have some good. You know what? Some of you send me emails about certain guests, and you know, you hear so and so's you know, doing interviews all over the place or what have you. Most of the time, they're hawking a book. And not that I want to put them down, but you're going to hear the same thing over and over and over and over and over again, right? Even in the case of, you know, God bless her, Judge Jeanine, right? Whatever. There's a reality here. They're all trying to get their books out. They're all trying to get their books sold. And so you only get so much of a time, and they want to talk about their books, which is nothing wrong with that. That's what they're supposed to be doing. That's the whole idea, right? Sell the books. So sometimes it's kind of hard, you know, to get them on for a longer period of time. So it's easier, I wouldn't say easier. But I think sometimes it's even better, like Dr. Gerard Lomero. We have him on now. We'll have him on a more regular basis. He's working this stuff on a daily basis. He's not always trying to sell a book. And, man, I tell you what, you know, you want to be honest about it? He's been right majority of the time. When I say majority, I'm talking like 95% of the time on the presidential picks and other picks. Because when it comes to polls, he doesn't do a clean poll. He doesn't do a straight poll. Matter of fact, he'll tell you, he doesn't do polling. He figures things out based on demographics, what's important to people, the issues that are important to people, and who's fighting for what. And right now, if you think about it, what is the argument, or what are the Dems running on? What is their platform? It just seems like it's a constant platform of a Trump hate fest. What are they selling? Right? I mean, the blue wave is supposed to be based on what? Trump hate or issues? What's the policy? Every time I hear them out there talking, they're talking about what Trump is doing wrong, what he's done wrong for the country, how bad he is for the country. I haven't heard anybody talk about what they're willing to do. I mean, well, I should say that's not true. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to lie to you. I mean, Nancy Pelosi and the rest of them out there talking about how they're going to turn your taxes around. They're going to pick up the crumbs off the floor. You won't get those anymore. Right? I mean, they're going to raise your taxes again because they need them to help out illegals. That's what it boils down to. They cannot carry the dollars and what have you that go into paying for the entitlement programs for the illegals, or the welfare programs, if you would, for the illegals. Can't do it. You've got illegals going to school, illegals being educated on your tax dollar, and your kids have to pay full ride. Isn't that cool? Anyway, to the millennials. And you know how much I love to pick on a millennial. I'm not really. I mean, I'm not going to be nasty. But Campus Reform does this, and I love the way they do this. And in a recent study, they found that Americans are unable to name a single one of the freedoms guaranteed by the First Amendment. So they decided, well, okay, Americans can't do it. What about college kids? You know, because some of us are far removed from school. How can you expect us to remember something we learned 50 years ago? Blah, 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 blah. You know what I'm saying? So they went on the campuses, which I think is great. Perfect. And they wanted to see what the kids knew or didn't know. So let's take a listen. I mean, just, it doesn't get any better than this, seriously. Ah, such a love when it does that.
I'm Calvin Phillips with Campus Reform. Today we're at Columbia University talking to young people about freedom of speech. Is the First Amendment still relevant today, and do people actually know what's in the First Amendment? Let's find out. In the First Amendment of the Constitution, there are 5 freedoms listed that are protected under the First Amendment. I've got $20 right here if you can name all 5.
No way I'm naming all 5.
Any come to mind, freedoms under the First Amendment?
Yo, I have no idea.
But can you name the 5 freedoms protected under the First Amendment?
No, I definitely can't. I don't know.
I can't.
Yeah, any?
But what I loved about that, though, frankly, really, really, what did the kid say? Yo, I can't, no. Yo, I don't know, yo. What's a yo? What's that got to do with any of this?
Yes, another phrase.
How long do I have?
You said comma, you should be able to do this.
So freedom of speech.
Yeah.
Freedom of the press.
Yep.
You're the constitutional lawyer here, man. You got this. Come on.
Dude, he's taking
his
class.
Wait. Did you guys hear that? Did you hear that? This is a constitutional attorney. This is a guy going to school to be a constitutional attorney. He can't name them. He can't name half of them. He's having trouble with one. But he's going to protect your constitutional rights.
Dude, no pressure, but...
Freedom of press?
No. We're going to have to wait. This is too good to be true. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side of GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles. No third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. Newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. Newcar99.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over 1 million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350350.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Caused an explosion. Is this true?
Yes, it's true. This man has no...
They call me Cuba Pete. I'm the king of a rumba beat. When I play the mar-
We are back. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for joining me tonight. I always appreciate the time you guys spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. And 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, they're watching the Ohio special election. And I looked at it earlier. It was really funny because I'm sitting there looking at it and I'm saying, I can't believe this. Right? The Dems haven't taken the state in 20 whatever years. And maybe longer than that, right? And I'm looking at this and I'm saying to myself, I can't, the spread when they first started counting votes, it was like 64% for the Dem and the balance for the Republican. And now with 95% of the votes in, you're looking at a what'd you say, 10%? 10 point, whatever it was, not 10, a tenth of a point.
Four-tenths
of a point. Right? And supposedly, the Dem was supposed to hand, we couldn't believe it, the Dem was supposed to take this. But the story here, too, is the Republicans. The Republicans should have easily had this. This should not be a fight. Which, it shows you one of two things. We either have really, really, really crappy candidates, or you guys aren't coming out and voting. You aren't doing your job. So the only thing I'd say to you as time goes on, do not complain about the fact that President Trump can't do what he's sitting on. He can't do the border wall. Right? I mean, when we get mad at him for not getting this stuff done, and we get mad at the Republicans for not doing their jobs, you still have to come out and help. You still have to come out and make it right. You still have to come out and make sure he has the support staff he needs. And when I say support staff, I'm talking about Congress. That he has the support staff he needs to be able to win. To get these things pushed through. To help you become sick of winning all the time. It should not be that hard. And yet we get mad about this. About little things that we get upset about that he's not doing or they're not doing, and why should I help them? You're not helping them. When you say, why should I help them? What are you talking about, the Dems? Because that's what you're helping. When you don't come out and vote, you're helping the Democrats win. You're helping to make a better chance, a more stable chance, of them to try to impeach President Trump. And you know that's exactly what's going to happen. There's going to be no change to that. They're not going to give up until they get what they want. They're not going to give up till he leaves office. And if you think it'll stop there, you're out of your mind. Because what's going to happen next, come on, you know how it's going to go, right? Then what they're going to want is they're going to want to impeach Pence because he's the next one up. Come on, think about that. He's the next one in line. So if you think it's going to get any better, if you think you're going to have a better shot at this, you're brain dead. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We were listening to campus reform. Some one of the reporters out on campus, right? And the reason they did it is they want you to see. They're trying to show you. I just find it so amazing. That you've got law students. And at first it was Americans. Americans couldn't tell you what First Amendment rights they had or what they were. They couldn't name any of them. And now you got kids on a college campus. One of them was what, a constitutional attorney or going to school to become a constitutional attorney, and he couldn't name anything in the First Amendment. If that doesn't scare you, I don't know what will. Take a listen.
Yep. Free speech. Right to bear arms, is that a different amendment? I think that's a different amendment.
The Second Amendment.
Okay, yeah, there you go.
Now I feel like I need to go home and just read.
The right to...
go home and just read? How about you go home and study? How long, you know, you guys can't see it, or some of you can't see it. It wasn't that long ago she was in school, people. This should be a big deal.
A jury by your peers?
No.
Then I'm done.
Freedom of the press.
Jury by your peers.
Freedom of,
I don't know. I'm sorry.
It involves what we're doing right now. All of us assembled.
Oh. I have
freedom of assembly?
Oh, freedom.
What? Assembly? What's that? Isn't that what you do with your model?
Freedom of assembly. Oh, like to do like protests and stuff?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Freedom of the press, freedom of assembly, freedom of religion. It's a really good... I don't know.
Okay, so we got to three. That's the most anyone's gotten.
Freedom of... No, man.
It's okay to cry. Really, seriously. It's okay to cry.
I think that
you're tied for the most so far. No one has been able to get more than three.
Freedom of speech, press, religion.
on a college campus, that's one of the main places people are discussing what ideas should and shouldn't be allowed. Where do you think the line is on what when something should no longer be protected by the First Amendment?
I think the line starts drawing when you get offensive trying to in people's like cultural identity and where they identify as.
I don't think that it's fair for people to use the First Amendment as kind of like, you know, an excuse to say whatever they want. That's very hurtful and malicious to others. So
isn't the Constitution the excuse though?
It really is. Now that you think, like, now that I'm saying it out loud.
So I think the line should be...
Oh my God, you got outside your head? You actually, like, had a thought that you had to put in front of your face and look at it and go, wow, that's stupid. I mean, think about what they're saying. So freedom of speech allows you to do this, allows you to... Well, except if it's a little hurtful and it makes somebody feel bad. Does that include me? Are conservatives included in that if it makes me feel bad? Can I ask you to stop saying it? Stop? No, of course not. Because you don't care about me. Doesn't matter if you hurt my feelings. I don't count. Because I'm mean and nasty. And hey, remember I told you today, part of what I'm seeing, depending on what side of the aisle you're on, obviously, and again, let's be clear about this. I am not talking about rank-and-file, day-to-day workers that are Democrats or Republicans. A lot of Republicans don't even know what Republican principles are. They're Republican because Grandma, Granddad, and five other family members were Republicans. And it goes the same way for Democrats. There's not much of a difference there. They have the same thing. They think the same way. Grandma, Grandpa was, you know, part of the group, part of the team, part of the club, so are we. And we know it doesn't work like that, don't we? But it's the same thing for them. So let's not, you know... But really, they don't understand what this is all about. And that's scary for me.
If you're intolerant of other groups in a way that makes their opinion seem like less, that's defeating the whole purpose.
Who gets to decide what is intolerant, though?
Who gets to decide?
Oh, and there's the $64 million question. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side of GCN Life. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. Really, truly, a lot more coming up after the break. Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless them.
As a small business owner, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? Go to Vistaprint.com today and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. And at Vistaprint, your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. So it's never been easier to turn 500 strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint.com and use promo code 5000 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 5000.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. 17 major wildfires are burning in California tonight. One of them is south of Los Angeles, and residents are preparing to evacuate. For a second day, the so-called Holy Fire erupted, sending plumes of smoke
thousands of feet into the air, posing a threat to nearby communities down below. Time-lapse video shows the wildfire mushrooming in the Cleveland National Forest. Orange County residents say they had very little time to escape in their cars when the flames took off on Monday. Farther north, the Mendocino Complex fire is the largest ever in California. The weather is fueling the fire. Cal Fire's Heidi Morris.
They can't fly today because of visibility from smoke, and it's still hot and dry, and the humidity is low.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention! Sorry I'm talking a little loud because I want to reach people with a hearing problem. Do you want to hear better for just $299? Yes, not thousands, but for $299. You can hear all the sounds you've been missing for years. Hearing Help Express has been helping people hear better, selling top quality hearing aids for over 30 years. Now is your best chance to hear better with hearing aids for $299 with our free 45-day home trial offer. And you don't even need to leave your home or get a hearing test. Call now to start your free 45-day risk-free home trial offer. All it takes is a free hearing consultation. Learn how Hearing Help Express can improve the quality of your life with better hearing. Call now.
800-516-7448. 800-516-7448. 800-516-7448. That's 800-516-7448.
Gentlemen, Ciccolini here may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you guys with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, I really do appreciate the time that you guys spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and Trudy, truly being part of the conversation. And I really do. I do appreciate the time you guys spend with us. I appreciate the time you guys spend, you know, with me, sending me texts and tweets and emails. You can email me at joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. Head up to therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Lots going on up there. You know, as I always tell you on a regular basis, conservatives are getting the crud beat out of them, if you would. As you saw. Look, and I'm not a hater, and I'm not a big fan. Okay? So don't take this the right way or the wrong way or whatever. But, you know, Alex Jones. I mean, look what Facebook did to him. Took him down for 30 days. And other social media, I mean, took him down for 30 days because of the content of what he had. They found it to be hateful and offensive. Now, I'm sure I could go through a whole bunch of stuff on Facebook and show them what was hateful and offensive. There's actually a website. I mean, not a website, Facebook page. I'm an old guy. I call everything a website. There's actually a Facebook page. And the pics, and I can't remember the name of it because I won't even go back there anymore. It's disgusting. And it's a depiction of the Last Supper. The only problem is, what is for dinner is Jesus, all cut up and bloodied on the table. They don't find that offensive. It's art. Can you imagine if I did the same thing with Muhammad? And again, I'm not trying to insult my Muslim friends. I'm trying to say it's interesting how Facebook decides, and this is why I say to some of you, how scary it is that our young people don't understand what free speech is all about. And there's people out there, even on the right, that are calling for legislation to fix this. It's wrong. You don't want legislation to fix this. You really don't. Because who's going to decide at the legislative level, depending on who's in charge and who's not, what's hate speech and what isn't? What can you be arrested for? What can't you? What can you be shut down for and what can't you? I think you got to be careful what you ask for, what you push for. You know what these boneheads have done in the past. You know how much they can't control themselves. Right? We both know. So we're listening to, remember I said to you earlier, we found that Americans, lots of Americans, do not know what the First Amendment is. what it entails, what rights it actually gives you. They don't know. If that doesn't scare you, then you're in a coma. But you know, really, ultimately, in the grand scheme of things, neither do the college kids, the ones that we're supposed to be training up and teaching. Take a listen.
It's a pretty arbitrary line, but I think it's less arbitrary to say if you're deeming group less equal.
The defining...
Did you get that? I didn't get that. If you're defined as being less equal, what does that mean? I mean, heck, nowadays, as a white male, I am definitely less equal. You remind me that on a regular basis.
Characteristics of respect and safety. So if someone's promoting an ideology that there needs to be a threshold.
Who gets to decide where that threshold is?
There's my man right there.
I mean, academic communities, basically. If you start to like...
Whoa, did you hear that? Come on. You know, in the immortal words of Chris Matthews, that sent a shiver up my spine, up my leg. Right? Think about that. The academic community. The same boneheads that doesn't want you to have free speech on campus. They don't want you to have free speech. They don't think conservatives. You know, it's really funny. I was talking to a friend of mine today. We were talking about that movie, Death of a Nation. And not just the movie, but some of the things it brought back to remembrance. And, you know, think about how the left now is pushing this. And remember, Hitler was the one that coined the phrase, you tell the lie, it could be a big lie, small lie, whatever. You tell a lie, you tell it enough, and you tell it enough, and you tell it enough, and people are going to believe it. Right? So they keep calling the people on the right fascists. They keep calling us the dictatorials. They keep calling us the ones that want to run your life. Does any of you ever know that Keith Ellison is still pushing Amazon to pull, not to sell, books with conservative-leaning thoughts, conservative writings, conservative foundations? I want you to think about that. Amazon is equivalent for them to the bonfire that took place in Germany when they burned all the books that had nothing to do or did not uphold, you know, German principles, if you would. All the beautiful and wonderful literary works were burned. What's the difference between the two? He doesn't want them sold. He doesn't want people. That's step one. Think about what happens when they get control of the government, true control. You won't be able to get my book. Not that you want it. Dinesh D'Souza's done. You won't be able to get a hold of any of his books. Those are the books they want banned. Any of your right, Ann Coulter, you like her or not, Ted Cruz, like him or not, you won't be able to get any of those books. And at the end of that list, is it the Bible? Just asking.
Like offend someone, you should stop talking.
Okay. But who gets to decide what the line is between too offensive and not offensive enough?
I feel like that's just something you kind of got to judge by yourself.
As long as like you're not like...
Judge by whose self?
Disrespecting anyone or making them like feel threatened or uncomfortable with their own like way of living or identity.
So as long as somebody... I want you to think about this. As long as somebody doesn't feel uncomfortable or threatened or out of place... Or is not it just isn't right with what you're saying. Couples won't even be able to talk to each other anymore.
Defining themselves in society, I think that's...
Doesn't the Constitution protect my right, though, to make you feel uncomfortable with my words?
Up to a point. Like, it depends how uncomfortable you're saying, because the Constitution should also, like, assure, like, safety and...
So what's unsafe about somebody just simply feeling uncomfortable? No, really. I mean, unless that uncomfortable person is going to be pushed to the point where they're going to punch me in the face. You know, here, this ought to poke a dozen people listening right now. Because I love using this one. See, the libs, a lot of the libs see Margaret Sanger as their goddess. The champion of women's rights. She's no champion of women's rights. She'd care less about women. You go listen to her speeches on the KKK. You look at her writings. You listen to what she actually had to say. And the right hates to hear this. But you listen as to what they actually have to say. And you're going to find out she hated black people. Hated them. Thought they were the scourge, the dregs of society. They needed to go. And the way to take care of that is through abortion. She also wanted to rid about two-thirds of the population here in America, but not the upper echelon. She was talking about the undesirables, the lower people in the lower socioeconomic rung, the ones that would never really be able to take care of themselves, and we would have to take care of them. In today's society, she would be looking to euthanize all the people on welfare. Go read her writing. Go listen to her speeches. And yet you hold her up. Hillary Clinton got the Margaret Sanger Award and held it proudly, received it proudly. What did Margaret Sanger really stand for? It was not to help the African-American community or women. That's just a lie that you bought.
Don't have the right to hurt people, so.
You do, though.
Yeah, I guess. This is all very tricky. Yeah, you do.
It's not tricky, lady. It's just simply truth. Real simple English is not tricky.
Because obviously we know that the Constitution is, I consider it a living organism, so with time it should be evolving and stuff like that.
I got nothing. It is not a living organism. It is not living and breathing and all of that other stuff. It's very definite. It's very succinct. It's very specific on what we do and what we don't do. And as far as living and breathing and changing, you change it by amendment. That's what the amendments are for. And the people get to vote on those amendments. So if the country wants to go in a different way, they can go in a different way. How? Through amendment. Not through breaking the law or making a law at the state level, because no law at the state level can supersede the amendments, or the Constitution as a whole. Yes, even as a person that wants state to have their own rights, the state's rights cannot supersede the Constitution. The reason the state gets to exist, the reason the state has, here you go, for you on the left, the reason the state gets federal funding, the reason the state gets federal help, the reason that we come in and save your butts when something stupid happens, is because you fall under the Constitution. You want to have your own country, like California, and you pay for your own problems. How's that? You couldn't do it with your own tax dollars. You can't. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side. Be back in just a few minutes.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. preparewithgcn.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles, no third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
There is the theory of the Mobius, a twist in the fabric of space where time becomes a loop, from which there is no escape.
We are back. Come on. That's rock and roll. I don't. Do they even have rock and roll anymore? Do they even do that? I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to Real Side. You wouldn't know rock and roll either. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for joining us. I always appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. And do be part of the conversation. No, really. I'm not joking. I'm dead serious. So in the next hour, I haven't done this in a while, but I'm going to do it anyway. I'll probably dedicate most of the hour to all the crazy religious stuff that's going on. And what I mean by that is all the stories where people of faith are being persecuted, and you're not hearing much about it because you're never going to have mainstream media is not going to carry it. You already know that. They could care less. You know, we've done stories in the past about how when the pastor, not the pastor, football coach, at the end of the event, at the end of the game, when nobody should be around, you know, the stadium is clearing out, he was going to the middle of the field and he was praying, and he wasn't praying asking for anything. He was out there praying and thanking God for a safe game that nobody got hurt. And that was illegal. Couldn't do that. Got to have a separation of church and state, even though the Supreme Court has said, like for school boards and other things, before the official session or whatever starts, you can pray. Not a problem. As long as people understand it's not part of the school district or what have you. So if the event is over, why wasn't he allowed to pray? Why wasn't he allowed to be thankful? That needs to go to the Supreme Court anyway. So I don't know if you think I don't know if they're smart enough to know. I don't know if they really understand it. I don't even know if they care. But Black Lives Matter protesters, they crashed a police officer's wedding. And it's amazing. They found out, somebody found out where the venue was. This is one of the two officers who shot and killed Stephen Clark in Sacramento earlier this year. And they decided that they were going to go in there and teach, I don't know if they were going to teach the officer a lesson. I don't know. I really don't know what they thought, frankly. So a reporter out of Sacramento filed this report with the local news source. I want you to hear this. I really do.
I think that they need to be approached in spaces where they're not, where they're a little bit more vulnerable.
It's an African-American woman who feels like, I think she's related to Maxine Waters. I don't know. But she feels like it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what you're doing or what's going on. If they decide that they want to protest or they want to get in your face, they should be able to do that anyway. You know, get a freedom of speech, right? But the freedom of speech does not apply to private places. If I'm in a private club, I've rented a place, you have no right to protest there. Just like if I'm paying you your $15 an hour you asked for, you have no right to protest at work. I'm paying you to do what I tell you to do. If I'm paying you $16 million a year, you have no right to protest at work. Especially if you're getting $16 million a year.
According to video released by Black Lives Matter, one of the SAC PD officers who shot and killed Stephon Clark was gathered in a room with his groomsmen on his wedding day, only to have protesters barge in.
I just wonder if you started planning your wedding before you killed Stephon Clark or after, and how you've been sleeping since March 8th.
Did you plan your wedding before or after you killed Stephen Clark, and really? How have you been sleeping since March 18th? Right. Okay, lady, so I'm going to answer your stupid question with get out. That's my answer to your question. Get out. I don't allow people with an IQ of 6 and below to stay. You got to go. I mean, it's just amazing the questions they ask. So now all of a sudden, it doesn't matter what the jury found. It doesn't matter what the commission found. It doesn't matter. We've gone to the mob mentality. Or they have gone. Not the right. The left has gone to the mob mentality. If you don't like the way it came out in court, then you go out. Like Rosie O'Donnell said earlier, the president was illegally voted in because the Russians had so much influence. Really? Okay. Apparently, she's got some inside information nobody else has. They didn't change a vote. So what is she saying? American people are that stupid? Look, let's get this straight. Whether you want to hear it or not, on the right, on the left, your candidate lost because she couldn't connect. It had nothing to do with the Russians. Your candidate had an entitlement attitude. Your candidate actually scared your own base, and it had nothing to do with the Russians. If you actually listen to the base, if you actually listen to people that in your party that aren't on your page talk about her and what she's like to them, and what they feel she's like, you would find out that the majority of your base didn't like her. Right? The true rank and file Democrats that are working hard in this country, that are trying to feed their families, just trying to keep their jobs, they didn't like her. They didn't want her. Simply put, you failed. Your party failed. You put up the wrong candidate. And then when you screwed the millennials by stealing the election for Bernie Sanders or stealing the primary away for Bernie Sanders, you really shot yourselves in the head. Because now you got millennials. What is it? This year they're predicting they won't even come out to vote? Barely 28% of them are going to come out? Because why bother? Our own party's going to screw us. Why bother? Think about that. You did it to yourselves, and then you're gonna blame somebody else again. This is that whole, I used to talk about this on the show all the time. This is that whole not my fault movement that you guys have had for years. You take responsibility for nothing. It's always somebody else's fault. We have the problem here in California. They have two-thirds of the majority in Sacramento. They make the rules. They decide what the taxes are. And it's still the Republicans' fault. And the only way they can ever win is to get the Republicans out of the state. The only way they can make things better is to get the Republicans out of local offices. Well, guess what? You guys run the place and you've got it screwed up. You've got massive deficits. You can't supply water to the right places. You can't get clean water to places. You've got people that are sticking needles in trees in San Francisco and crapping in the streets, and the Democrats who run that city think that's just fine. And again, like I say, I worked with some good Democrat, I won't call them legislators, but elected officials. They're not all like that. But for the guys at the top in California, if you want to see what the rest of the country would look like, what the major cities would look like if the Dems had total control, unchecked total control, San Francisco, Chicago, New York, D.C. Look at the deficits we have in California. We're not going to be able to pay these pensions. They're going to be screaming for us to pay them, but we're not going to be able to pay them. It never stops. And when they can't think, you know, California's talking about taxing. Taxing, right? So they're going to tax now the gas tax that the people are screaming to repeal. They're going to end up repealing it. Then they're going to go for a mileage tax. Why? Because they still haven't got enough money to fix all the damage they've done. All the money they've stolen, there's not enough money for them to steal. They're going to steal some more money. So what are you going to do? Raise taxes again. And if that wasn't enough and they heard that there might be a good chance they're going to repeal the gas tax, and they'll hit it again. They'll do it again. You watch. If it gets repealed by the people, they'll sneak some other tax in. Now they're looking at professional taxes, right? All across the country, professions usually aren't taxed. You're going to go to the doctor to have a baby, you're going to get taxed on that baby. You're going to go to a lawyer to have your will made up, you're going to get taxed for the professional services. You see what I'm saying? I mean, you're going to get taxes on professional services, your CPA. That was never taxed before in the past. But in California, they need the money. Back to Black Lives Matter.
BLM says they helped plan the confrontation ever since they found the officer's wedding website online with information about the venue, a vineyard, about an hour outside Sacramento.
We're not violent. We're not going to hurt anybody, but we are going to make them uncomfortable, and they should be uncomfortable because somebody is dead.
Is this harassment? Is this going too far?
No, I think it's the perfect scenario because he's going to remember this day for the rest of his life.
Yeah, that's what he should be, too. He should remember the day for the rest of his life. Do you really think, you people in BLM, do you really think this is helping you? Do you really think, and in the picture, most of the policemen in there are black. So do you really believe that black cops got together and worked on shooting a black kid, Stephen Clark, went out of their way to take out a black kid? And you think that going in and crashing his wedding is supporting your cause? Interesting.
Yeah, I'm concerned any time there's injustice on any black person. Certainly there's...
Now, they're interviewing some of the black people in the community there in Sacramento. And this guy's name is Mike Healy, and, you know, he's... You got a concern. When you see this stuff happen, you are concerned.
There's a right to protest, but I think there are limits between the right to protest in a public place and the right to privacy for your wedding.
No, I don't think it was appropriate. That's why I say it's the time and place for everything.
Sacramento police say since the tragic shooting back...
See, this is what I'm talking about. There are sane people in the party. There are sane... I know some of you don't like when I say this. There are sane Democrats out there. Let's not paint them with a brush the way we don't want to be painted with a brush. Hey, I'm a senior host. Always a pleasure. Don't go far. In the next hour, we're going to talk about religious persecution. It hasn't stopped. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to the Real Side. I'll be back in a minute.